foods.com, bringing the taste of the world to Bloomington Normal.
It's 7:30, and meteorologist Ed Kieser is predicting a mostly sunny day with a high of 67, 43 on Friends Plaza right now. Ed will have details on the weather in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A judge has ordered Illinois election officials to temporarily stop mailing absentee ballots and create a flyer to hand to voters on Election Day because of misleading and inaccurate language on the ballot. Circuit Court Judge Nathaniel R. House Jr. ruled yesterday the flyer should explain how the language, which deals with a referendum on a constitutional convention in Illinois, is biased. He ordered lawyers to return tomorrow to discuss specific ballot changes. Chicago's Bar Association and Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn filed the lawsuit, which sought to force Illinois to reprint ballots. Some election officials argued that reprinting and distributing millions of ballots across the state would be impossible in the time for the election. The state constitution requires voters to consider the convention question every 20 years. That deadline comes up again November 4th. Family and friends gathered at the football stadium at Champaign Centennial High School last night to say farewell to about 85 National Guard troops. The members of the Champaign-based unit will be going to Afghanistan, and separation from loved ones will be one of their biggest challenges. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Ball from the left, go left!
Members of Bravo Company of the 634th Brigade Support Battalion leave Tommy Stewart Field as fireworks go off in their honor. Last night's deployment ceremony was a proud moment for members of the Champaign-based company and their families. It's the first deployment for Specialist Carl Clodfelder of Villa Grove. He says military service is a tradition in his family, and they're prepared for his long absence.
Pretty good. My brother's already been deployed once. He might be going with us, but they're taking it pretty well.
Still, Sergeant Michael Ladd of Seymour says being away from family is the worst part of the military experience. Ladd, who returned from Iraq last year and therefore isn't part of this deployment, says email and cell phones have made contact with family back home easier, but also problematic.
It's better and it's worse. Sometimes you can over-communicate with home, which of course adds to the stress level of the soldier and the family member. Then there's other times where you can under-communicate.
The members of Bravo Company are among some 2,700 Illinois Army National Guard soldiers from the 33rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team, who are headed to Fort Bragg in North Carolina for training and then on to Afghanistan. They're scheduled to return next year. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Last night's deployment ceremony was the second one held in Champaign-Urbana this week. Last Sunday, another deployment ceremony for an Urbana-based unit of the 33rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team was held at the U of I Assembly Hall. Urbana's Carl Foundation says it's laid off 72 employees to address an anticipated $20 million gap in its budget. Carl blames delayed government payments and lower reimbursement rates for the job losses, which amount to more than 2% of the hospital's workforce. A Carl press release said the layoffs were mainly in management and professional non-clinical areas. A Washington, D.C.-based economist says the tax policies of both presidential candidates promise things that are too good to be paid for. Diane Lim Rogers was part of a University of Illinois panel yesterday on the country's economy. She says what both Barack Obama and John McCain are promising in terms of tax cuts and spending is inconsistent with their plans for the deficit. Rogers notes that both want to extend most of the Bush tax cuts on top of their own plans, which she says won't hold up under congressional pay-as-you-go rules. They require tax increases or other cuts to help offset the cost of new programs.
So even though Senator Obama says he supports pay-as-you-go rules in Congress, and even though Senator McCain claims to want to achieve a balanced budget by the end of his first term, neither of them in those claims are very consistent with what they're actually proposing in terms of their tax policy.
In the wake of a pending bailout of Wall Street before Congress, Rogers notes that both candidates have recognized their need to scale back on spending initiatives once a new administration is in place. Meanwhile, she says most members of Congress are starting to realize that it's time to start putting political posturing aside and agree on a bailout. Rogers is with the Concord Coalition, a nonprofit advocacy group promoting fiscal responsibility. A new statewide poll has found tight races for both president and governor in Indiana. The South Bend Tribune WSBT poll released last night found 46% of likely voters favored Republican John McCain for president, while 45% said they backed Democrat Barack Obama. The same poll found 47% supported Republican Governor Mitch Daniels, while 46% said they were supporting Democrat Joe Long Thompson. The poll's margin of error was plus or minus 4 percentage points. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35 and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather on this day when I'm very excited, Ed.
Why is that?
Very excited because Saturday morning, as we're at the market at the square, Doyle Moore and David Inge are going to join us from 9 to 11. And you'll have a chance to stop by and meet Doyle and David and bring some recipes, trade some recipes, bring some food up that you buy if you see something and it looks good to you and you buy it at the market and you don't know what to do with it when you get it home. You can stop by and Doyle can give you some ideas. So,
yeah, there are some strange, well, strange to me, vegetables and the like that I really don't know what to do with.
So, yeah.
I guess this week I could buy some of them and say, okay.
That's right.